President Biden has made a fresh and urgent appeal tonight for Americans to get vaccinated against COVID-19. He's also put some 2.7 million federal workers on notice. They now have a big decision to make about getting their shots. White House correspondent Yamiche Alcindor begins our coverage.
Today at the White House, President Biden announced that all federal employees and contractors are required to be vaccinated against COVID or undergo weekly testing.
Masking is one defense against the spread of COVID-19. But make no mistake, vaccines are the best defense against you getting severely ill from COVID-19.
President Biden also called on states and localities to use federal funds to pay anyone who gets vaccinated $100.
I know the pain people who get vaccinated might sound unfair to folks who've gotten vaccinated already. But here's the deal. If incentives help us beat this virus, I believe we should use them.
And small and medium-sized businesses will now be reimbursed for offering their employees paid leave to get their family members, including their kids, vaccinated. Meanwhile, the new requirement for federal workers currently does not include those in the U.S. military. But the president is calling on the Department of Defense to look into how and when they could be added to the list. And the White House says federal employees who choose not to get vaccinated will not be fired. The president's decision comes at a time when the highly transmissible Delta variant is rapidly spreading across the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that nearly 50% of U.S. counties have a high level of community transmission. That means more than 100 new cases per 100,000 people in the past 7 days. And on Tuesday, the CDC updated its mask-wearing guidelines, including for those who are fully vaccinated. The agency recommended wearing masks indoors, particularly in regions where transmission is high. According to the New York Times, all of New York City and nearly every county in Florida, Louisiana, and Arkansas currently fall under the CDC mask mandate guidance. In Florida, new cases over the past month have surged to an average of more than 10,000 per day. In Louisiana, daily infections over the course of 2 weeks are now over 3,000, and hospitalizations have increased by 180%. The updated CDC guidance has sparked outrage and confusion for many across the country, including among members of Congress. On Capitol Hill yesterday, physician and Republican Senator of Kansas, Roger Marshall, told reporters that he believes masks are ineffective against COVID.
In a perfect world, if you lived in a vacuum, maybe the mask would help some. But there's certainly no benefit that I can see once you've had the vaccine or if you've had the virus. I think that there's certainly some downsides to them. There's psychological problems that they create, especially for our children and our senior citizens.
And earlier today, House Republicans again blasted Speaker Nancy Pelosi for reimposing a mask mandate for members on the House floor. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
Every time the CDC releases new guidance, not only does it contradict information they have already released, but it punishes Americans who've already done everything they were asked to do. They were told to be vaccinated. They wouldn't have to wear a mask.
Partisan attacks underscore just how deeply divided the country remains as the nation scrambles to contain the virus. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Yamiche Alcindor.